Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow. Some final thoughts here, Glenn, on the Jets, the win, relief.
Yeah, well, that's the key word. The key word is that because you win, you really do have a season. And if you look at the whole division and the way it's playing out, the Cowboys, all their hurts, they blow a lead against Atlanta. You really do have hope to win this division. The other final thoughts on the Jets were you got such great performance from some of the youngsters on the defense. You know, Hicks comes in and plays really well. Bear, he's not a kid, but he's really kind of a first-time starter, comes in, knocks down three passes. All of that was really impressive for him.
And Ryan Matthews stepped in for DeMarco Murray, Eric Ross. So the Eagles getting it from all sides of the roster, and that will need to continue in light of some injuries. As the Eagles losing Andrew Gardner, their starting right guard for the season, place kicker Cody Parkey, done for the year, a Pro Bowl place kicker. He's replaced by Caleb Sturgis, a former draft pick from the Miami Dolphins. Big leg, inconsistent in Miami. He's going to have to deliver here for the Eagles. And we still, as you mentioned, wonder about DeMarco Murray's availability for Sunday. Michael Kendricks, does he play against Washington? Glenn, it doesn't get any easier for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, it doesn't get any easier, but the good news at running back, at least, is you know how much depth you've got there, right? So when DeMarco Murray can't play, and I think DeMarco Murray's still here to have a good season, but you really didn't lose anything by putting in Matthews, by playing Sproles early. And that really helped you a lot.
You got one right.
Yeah, well, hey.
Of course, you got one right. You're tooting your own horn here.
I might be 2 for 15, but we'll see. But, yeah, you're kind of at the point now where you just can't afford more. You know, you've lost a guard. Okay, your offensive line is thin. I don't think that's exactly like losing a Pro Bowl tackle, but you really can't afford to lose any more there. This is a team that can hang in, but not if guys keep going.
You know, but it's to be anticipated. You expect injuries. You know they're coming. Matt Tobin now steps into the starting position at right guard. What do we know about Matt Tobin? He's been here for 3 years. The Eagles really wanted to see him last year, see if he would develop. He did not. He lost the job, in fact, late in the season to Gardner, who played down the stretch and played pretty well. And then it was an open competition at right guard in the preseason, including John Moffitt, who the Eagles signed in a flyer. Moffitt nowhere to be found. The Eagles going with Tobin. They bring back Julian Vandervelde for the 17th time and hope that it works up front. The Eagles want to get this offensive line solid, cohesive, running. You know, the pass protection's been decent.
Very good.
And the tight ends have helped in that, and the running backs have done a good job against the blitz. It's the run
game
here, Glenn. And that's the big question here for this Eagles team. And against Washington, you know they're going to stack the box.
Well, Washington is an interesting defense because they have given up, I think, the third or fourth fewest yards in the league. They can stop you, but they have no turnovers and they don't sack the quarterback. So that's where you have to beat them. You win the turnover battle. And, hey, he's going to have time, Sam Bradford. He's going to have the ability to see the play develop. Now he's got to hit the receivers, and those guys got to get open.
Well, tell me about Bradford. Three games, very much up and down, more down than up.
Yeah, very disappointing. And what worries me about Sam Bradford the most is he seems too quick to check down to me. You want him to go deep. You want to see plays develop, and he's just dumping it off to the running back way too often.
We're going to talk more about Sam Bradford here when we come back. It's our first look at the Washington Redskins. The Eagles 1-2, the Redskins 1-2. Who gets the upper hand here in the wide-open NFC East? Glenn and I are talking about it when we return to Eagles 360.